This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toh. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And today I'm joined in the studio by Ben McKechin, who's the editor of Empire magazine. How are you, Ben?
I'm very well.
Now, you've seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Now, this film is intended as a prequel to the 60s science fiction classic. Now, this is one of those films, Planet of the Apes, where I really wish I didn't know the ending before I actually watched it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, in that film, an astronaut crash lands on a planet where apes rule over men and women. And I won't say any more about it because I don't want to spoil it for people. But can you tell us a little bit about this current film, Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's about a scientist played by James Franco. He develops a serum which is intended to cure Alzheimer's disease. I was also set right now, set in modern-day San Francisco. He's testing this serum on chimpanzees, and it seems to be working for a while, which is great, but a couple of side effects develop in the process, and his research eventually gets shut down. He's developing this serum because his dad, played by John Lithgow, has Alzheimer's disease and he wants to cure his dad. But as the title would suggest, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, this is much more about the apes and the impact of this serum on the apes and then what they go on to do across the film.
So it's kind of different in focus to the original film, which is quite interesting. Did the film work for you?
Yeah, it did. I think it does help if you've seen the original film. I wouldn't advise watching the Tim Burton reimagining of Planet of the Apes, which was out in 2001, I believe it was. Just don't bother. Go back and see the original one with Charlton Heston. It's a really interesting film about this, about humans being ruled over by the animal kingdom. This, I think, works as a really effective prequel into that film, and the storyline is very strong about how the situation came to be that we do eventually see in Planet of the Apes. So I think it actually helps to know what's going on. Saying that, the title should give away where the film is going. But a really interesting thing about the movie, I think it's a really intelligent blockbuster, and there's some amazing special effects in this film that the majority of the apes have been created by motion capture. So actors played the roles and then they put in these ape characters like with special effects later on. The detail is substantial. That's fantastic. But the really interesting thing about the film is that the filmmakers make you side with the monkeys. Like making is a bit strong, but that's definitely the way the film goes, is that you feel more sympathy for the monkeys in this film than you do for the people.
Which is a fine achievement, I'm sure.
Yeah. You really want the monkeys to do what...
Take over the planet. Fantastic.
Even though that would be bad for us.
Now, the original Planet of the Apes is often seen as a social and political commentary on its time with themes of race relations and the civil rights movement and nuclear war as well. Now, does this film feature a commentary about medical and scientific experimentation?
Yeah, it definitely does. And it shows... I don't know if this situation will ever happen, but it shows what can possibly happen when people are playing God. And even when they're playing God for the quote-unquote right reasons. So this serum being developed to cure Alzheimer's sounds like a fantastic thing to do. And yet you see the possible ramifications of people dabbling in medical experimentation. And again, I'm not trying to suggest that that's wrong to pursue that, but it definitely shows what could happen. But if people go too far with experimentation.
Yeah, there's a whole sense there of people trying to control nature and
subdue it
for their own purposes. I guess it's quite different to that notion of stewardship where it's about looking... I mean, this is a particularly Christian understanding of the way that humans should relate to the world in terms of taking care of it and nurturing it. So what we see in the film is people controlling nature and subduing it for their own ends. I guess this is quite different to the notion of stewardship, which is a particularly Christian notion, but which expresses a very different relationship of humans to the earth. There's supposed to be this relationship of care and nurturance. And it does strike me that I think in the film there's initially that relationship of trust and love between Caesar, the monkey, or the chimp.
Yes.
and James Franco's character, but then it mutates into one of domination and control.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's the main reason you do start siding with the monkeys, is because it does start from that platform of care and nurturing, and we're sort of in this together. And then once the manipulation starts happening of the monkeys, and just a generally poor treatment of these animals, and then you see what can happen then when a human start trying to control and manipulate in a self-serving way, that this film is almost a parable about that, which is saying you probably shouldn't do that, because one day possibly they'll rise up and take over the planet.
Yeah, so there might it might seem like an extreme example, but there is a bit of a cautionary tale going on there as well about trying to play God and do all that sort
of thing. Yeah, that's right, and the possible ramifications of that wrapped into a really interesting movie with some great special effects.
Fantastic. Sounds really good. Thanks, Ben.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.